This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. $1.6 billion.
We need to appreciate what we're saying when we say those words.
Louisiana is standing on the edge of a fiscal cliff because, as LSU economist Jim Richardson puts it,
we simply do not have enough.
Unlike the last time Louisiana faced such a massive budget deficit in 2011, the options for patchworking a solvency parachute have all been used up. Charity hospitals have been privatized. State property has been sold off. Dedicated funds have been raided, and even the state's budget stabilization fund, commonly called the Rainy Day Fund, is down to a paltry $25 million. Democratic State Representative John Bell Edwards.
There's no effort to match recurring dollars to recurring expenditures, and we're borrowing and raiding and everything we can to act like everything is okay.
And the revenue forecast is bleak. Senate President John Alario quizzes legislative fiscal analyst Greg Albrecht about one revenue sector.
You don't show any change in your individual income tax.
We have a forecast in place for about 4.3% growth from prior year actual. We're not even making that growth.
Republican Representative Joel Robideau says the obvious budget balancing tactics are raising taxes or eliminating some tax credits and incentives, which the governor has said he won't even consider.
Right now, the speaker has said everything's on the table, and so there's a lot of discussions.
Robideau says no legislative direction can be set until Governor Jindal unveils his budget proposal the end of this month. Tomorrow, a look at why oil can't cushion this fall off the fiscal cliff. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.